Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Titus 3:7. So that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That's our encouraging word today, and welcome to this week's conversation. This week on the conversation, wow, will Hillary Clinton ever be charged? There is a federal judge that's going ballistic. He's like, where in that, you have a Freedom of Information Act, where are these emails? Also, is Donald Trump for real? I think so, and I'll get into that. Also, the Duggars and Caitlyn Jenner seem to be on the newspaper magazines, all these, I don't know what to call them, these scandal magazines, they're like top news, but real issues are kind of we're more concerned about Fruit Loops than we are Wheaties. I'll get into that. Also, Manchester United, what a game last night, but Lord help them. They need it. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks. I am Kyle. It's Kyle's Conversation. It's a conversation that you're a part of, and welcome. It's been a long day because we didn't get in from, it's been actually about a long 2 weeks. We didn't get in last night until about 2 a.m. or 2:30 from the Manchester United game that we saw at Soldier Field. But about a week ago, if many of the followers of the conversation know, my parents' house was struck by lightning. It caught fire. And I mean, there's people there for a reason. If my sister wasn't at home with them, the house would have been gone. It'd have burned up. And it's just, you have no idea having to go through every piece. Okay, well, if there's soot on it, you can't save it. Okay, does it smell like smoke? I mean, at least our stuff from the feast that we reenact with, that's like, yeah. Because that's what the more smoky it has, the more authenticity it has, except for the kilts that I usually wear, because then they get washed at the dry cleaners, which I don't understand dry cleaning, because you got to use water somewhere when you clean. Take your thumbnail and scratch dirt off. That's dry cleaning. But hey, we all use it, and the stains seem to disappear. But most of our costumes, the whole authenticity of them, they smell like smoke because you're around fires, and it's just been a trying week, because we just got back in Colorado, and my first, one of my first big time offs, since the honeymoon, to kind of organize stuff around here, and I had to take an extra 2 days off and go through and bring all my drums, all my guitars, go through my amp, go through everything, and find out what's good and what's not, and then you have to go through everything. Like, my mom has celiac disease, and if you don't know what that is, that it deals with wheat allergy. My mom technically cannot eat anything realistically that does not come from a gluten-free facility. So when she goes out to eat, she's basically more likely cross-contaminating herself. But, we had to go through, and you have to go through all the flours, and the white rice flour, and the brown rice flour, and the tapioca starch, and all these, the coconut flour, and this flour, and the almond flour, and all these different things, and it's just a pain in the behind, and, and we've had such an outpouring of support of people just praying for us, and just anything you can need, anything you can do, because my parents were at this hotel and got a room, and 4 days later, they got a thing like, okay, thanks for staying here, yada, yada, and they found out what's going on, and they're like, oh, that room's reserved for someone else, so we're going to put you in a smaller room, and they just had, They've had to go to hell and back, but I guess it's kind of hard because, like, my dad kind of helped design all that stuff and do all that, and to have someone tell him that he can't live in his own home, kind of hard. And I could see that. I could see him. If I built it and I did stuff to it, it'd be hard for someone to tell me that, hey, this is my home and I can't live here. You can't, and you're here. It'd be hard. But yeah, that's why the conversation has been kind of screwy recently, but now we should be back on track, and at least my world should be. I'm not saying this nation is. This nation's in such disarray. I mean, it's this world's getting to be scary. I know people that I guarantee you have never seen Fox News, but they still say it's laughing stock. I'm like, well, they're laughing all the way to the bank because they have the highest ratings. Well, it doesn't make them, one of my friends said the thing like, well, the biggest population majority is Muslims. Does it make it right? I'm like, well, when it comes to news, in my opinion, you're not watching because if they're having that many viewers, it's because people have the belief that they are the most honest. Not necessarily honest. I mean, no politician's honest, no news network, even Fox News, I guarantee you, might stretch the truth to get their point across. They're not lying, but I guess they do lie, because when you watch Fox News, sometimes they'll refer to Obama as the P word, and I never refer to, I'm sorry if I offend people if I refer to Obama as a president, because he's a dictator. The Obamacare is not free. Obamacare is something that, okay, well, no, you don't have to use Obamacare, but you're going to have to pay a tax. Now, you don't have to wear that purple tutu. But if you don't, you're going to have to pay a fine or a tax. That's how they've gotten it past the Supreme Court. And to any liberal, all you have to do is look up to the whole Supreme Court series of that in the very beginning when they asked them, is this a tax? No, we're not. This is a law. This is not a tax. But then when they went to the Supreme Court and they were battling, they played it off. No, this is a tax. Well, if it's a tax, then yeah, we can, they can make you, they can force you to do anything if they make a tax out of it. If they penalize you with a tax. He's a dictator. He's dictating. He's not that President Bush or Reagan or any of them did an executive order. He's gone to the extreme. Show me where even, you may not like President Bush, but show me where he ever said, okay, well, Congress, you're going to pass this. If not, I'm going to do it. It's not like, we're going to vote on this, and if Congress likes it, it'll go to the House and Senate and all this, and it'll go through the proper channels, and if it doesn't, then it wasn't meant to be. You never heard Ronald Reagan say, Congress, you will pass this bill or else I will. He never said that. That's not something a president does. If you don't support medical marijuana or marijuana in general, that's fine. That's why we have votes. If you say, hey, that's why in Colorado Springs, they voted not to have any cannabis shops. And I support that. They have that right to say, no, we don't want to support it. But we, if the state does, that's great, but we don't want to have any of those shops. There are still places in America that are dry counties. I have a beer here or there, and I drink, but I don't want to have it to the point where there's a spot where you can't have a dry county where you have to sell liquor. Because me and my girl were talking about this last night. I'm like, saying, okay, since I'm vegetarian, we need to eliminate all meat to where it's illegal. Now, I might be able to run as a Democrat and on that premise, and my wife would not vote for me. But I'm not going to do that. But you're never going to get people to eliminate eating meat. Meat's always going to be there. You're never going to turn everyone into a vegan. My wife just said, thank God. But anywho, but you're not going to do it. And that's, you know, and when you have someone like Obama that's in power now, that just, okay, this is what we're going to do. I mean, how long has it been since Hillary Clinton's, you know, they've had Freedom of Information Act and you're having federal judges? Richard Leon is like, okay, what the beep, the bleep, the bleep, the bleep, the bleep, bleep, bleep. Where's these? Okay, how long, how hard is it to take to get these emails? They've had a Freedom of Information Act. It's one of, I mean, it goes back to something I harp on every week and every time I do my show. I just want equal treatment. You know, if Barack Obama can come on the air and say, you know what, when I was in college, whoo, boy, did I inhale. Man, let me tell you, I choked on that bleep really hard. Well, then let that be a standard. Don't have George Bush not be able to talk about possibly using when he was back in the day because the liberal media would have crucified him over it. That's why I love Donald Trump. Because he's like, if you want to say something negative, go right ahead. Here, I think you got some. Here's $100. Go to that hearing aid place there. They do ear cleanings. Get your ears cleaned. Then when you come back, I'll repeat what I said again. He's not afraid to say what he feels. His teleprompter's not one. It's a blank page. He speaks whatever he wants. If you want to support it, that's fine. I think it's why he is growing in numbers, because he's not afraid. He's like, he'll go, okay, he'll go on MSNBC and he'll tell it like it is. And if they got a problem, he'll throw it right back in their face, like Carly Farina. She's done it so many times when they've tried to, you talk about titles. Well, you're not impressed with my title when I was CEO of Hewlett Packard, but then you're going to brag, well, she's Secretary of State. You're going to act like because she was Secretary of State, that automatically means she was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but when I was the CEO of this company, it automatically means I suck because I'm a Republican. Where if I was a Democrat, you'd be kissing my butt. And that's what, and I said this before, and I was on MSNBC, somebody said this one time, this guy goes, you know what, if Sarah Palin was a Democrat, we'd kiss her butt. They didn't say if she changed her viewpoint or said, hey, well, you know what, if she just would change the way she thinks. No, they said point blank, if she was a Democrat, they would kiss her ass. Not changing anything she said, not changing her view or anything. And that's, I mean, I don't like, Donald Trump said this the other day, and it's so true. Half of the people doing the investigation, Hillary Clinton, are Democrats. They're not going to find anything. And if they are, they're going to stall before it's too late. You need to get, like that judge, we need to get more people like him that are like, okay, wait a minute here. Where in the heck is this crap? I want it now. And that's where I think we got to go with it. I mean, because I think they're just trying to hope it blows over. I mean, because you got to remember, folks, you know, the Benghazi scandal, that was a story written by Fox News, you know what I mean? Because they lie, right? You know what I mean? Those four people that died in Benghazi, oh, yeah, those emails, that was all written by Fox News, you know? They, you know, whatever. That's what, I don't know. It's just some people are so moronic that they can't, they're like, I'm one of the people, I'm what now is the, I am like the person that is becoming now the biggest majority. Because I've always been someone that's like, okay, if George Bush does something that's wrong, It's wrong. If Bill Clinton does something, it's wrong. It's wrong. Not, well, let's just pounce on the Democrat because they're always wrong, but the Republicans are always right and vice versa. And that's the I've always been that libertarian slash independent slash person that hey, I'm an American. I don't support either party. They're both wrong. Because I even had someone that goes, well, my husband, the guy I live with, he's like, well, he believes that there's going to be finally a third party. I'm like, third party, there's not three parties. There's only two. There's only one right now. It's the government against the people. You know, why do you think, you know, the debt ceiling where it is not where it is because it's only Republicans or only Democrats spending. It's both of them. I mean, there was a time when my parents owed like $10,000 in taxes or something, and they seized like the bank accounts and everything. Al Sharpton and all them, how many millions do they owe? And, you know, because I was watching this tax commercial, you know, taxpreparers.com, or one of these things, and they're like, we can settle your tax claim for pennies on the dollar. I'm like, well, depending on who you are, they wouldn't even come after you. I mean, if you were Al Sharpton, you wouldn't even need them because they wouldn't even come after you, no matter how many billions you owed. And that's where this whole world is one giant double standard. And to have this notion that, oh, well, because I have so many friends that are so ultra mega liberal that just like, I mean, and my mom has some friends like that, too, like where Obama could kill someone and they would try to justify, oh, that's not whatever. That's not, you believe that's Obama, really? Come on. You know, and I guess I try to bring, at least with this program, I'm small. I'm not major yet, but I've always been that demographic that is hugely growing of people that are independent, that, you know, that are, because if you look at it, okay, you had Ronald Reagan president, then you had Bush for a little bit, and they didn't think he was great, so we went to, basically you go like a Republican-Democrat, back and forth, and it never changes, nothing ever changes, you know, it's the same party politics over and over and over again. And I think finally some people are starting to wake up. I think Donald Trump is what this country needs, even if he doesn't get in, just because he is someone that's, this is, okay, folks, there's video out there of the Mexican drug cartels helping get terrorists into this country. That's a fact. We need to secure our borders, period. Not, because everyone has this, oh, well, you're against Mexicans? No, I'm for securing my borders. I never, you brought up the Mexican thing, not me. I want to make sure you make it to this country legally and do, well, even, even Americans are now being caught trying to join ISIS. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but still, make it harder to get into this country. But, I mean, what's it going to take? People that they could prove coming through Mexico, into Texas, into the U.S., doing a terrorist attack? Oh, but they would, the liberal media wouldn't cover it. That's the problem. They would like, well, well, we read wrong, but we got to cover that up. Yeah, that's, my wife said it best, and there was a guy that was on MSNBC when he left, and he does The Young Turks. It's a great, great news show on the internet. And he's like, when I was at MSNBC, he was calling out Republicans and Democrats, and they said, no, 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 no. We have an agenda. You know, you have to make Democrats look great, Republicans look bad. And he goes, we're journalists. We're here to call it both ways, not here. And he was basically told straight up, we are Democratic in terms of this is an agenda we have. It's a progressive agenda. We don't call it like we see it. We're calling it the way we want to see it. The way we're going to bend whatever we have to make it fit our agenda. And I've seen that so many times when I've seen a video that, well, here's the whole video. And here's the edited video. And they just show this part like where they replay it over and over. And if you keep following the video, they say, oh, look at this racist Tea Party member. And he was holding like an assault rifle, you know, and like a legal assault rifle. And if you see the whole clip, it goes up to a black guy. But if you see the MSNBC version, it was just a guy holding a gun. You know, they never had it go past to where you could see his color. You know, all these people that, you know, because they have this photo on the internet where it has like this county in Kentucky, you know, 90-some%, 92% are white, and like 90% of them are like Republican, and they're the highest food stamp in the nation, and this and that. I'm like, yeah, my mom and dad were just in Kentucky in those areas where they used to do coal mining, but when that's 90% of the income, and they want to work. All those people, because some of my mom's friends were cool, we're going to go do some antique shop. Man, they don't have antique shops. There, they use the thing till it falls apart, and then they duct tape it and put it back together and try to keep using it. And those communities are devastated because, as you remember Barack Obama saying, and I quote, under my administration's policies, energy prices will necessarily skyrocket. What did he mean? Your energy prices are going to go through the roof, and in the process, when you have 60% of your energy coming from coal, and they cut the coal production.
Well,
yeah,
I said he's going after the coal miners.
Oh, yeah, he said that. And the reason why I have hairs butt up my, I have a hair up my butt for this is because I have ancestors that were coal miners and sort of Melissa that live. I have people that still live in that coal mining region.
So I have a cousin that's a coal miner. Still to this day.
And it's, you know, so when they ever have like a collapse and there's people trapped in there, my heart's with them and I pray with them and I'm there for them. So it's, oh, but then when you say, well, this is why, this is the real reason why they're why that post is relevant. Oh, it's Obama's fault. Well, it is. It would be, if Bush had done it, it'd be his fault. If Clinton did it, it'd been his fault. You know, I don't know. I call out anybody I see, whether it's John McCain, John Boehner, Lindsey Graham, Al Sharpton, I'll call whoever it is out. How many, I don't know very many liberal friends that will call out a Democrat and say, hey, I don't support this. And what, oh, but then they go after me because I don't support, because I don't, if they go off on me because I won't go off on a Democrat, which, oh, I always go off on Democrats. That's the joke. They won't go off on a Democrat when they are Democrats, but they expect me to go after all my Republicans, even though I'm a conservative / independent type libertarian. And you're going to have, you know, like when I actually went to someone and said, well, gee, I'm still waiting for you to post something that you disagree with Obama about. I might as well just wait till I die because that'll never happen. But then again, you're going to get all cussed. You're going to cuss me out and get in my face because I never say anything negative about a Republican, but then you'll never say anything negative about a Democrat. You know, that's why I like Donald Trump, and I think he's the real deal because he's calling it like he sees it. He's like, I don't care. You know what? I'm going to, what are you going to do? This is what has to happen, folks. We have to, you know, like Ben Carson says, I'm going to call it like it is. We have to go to war to fight terrorists. Period. End of list. Why Obama can't call them terrorists? You know, they're calling it what it is. Hey, this border is more than just illegal Mexicans coming across. Just like that Religious Freedom Act is more than just banning gays. You know? Oh, because this Religious Freedom Act, so what that means is, if I have a church and you're against this law and I'm against gays, then I'm going to have to I'm going to have to wed two gay people even though it's against my religious belief. I don't, you know, like we always say, the people that are the most intolerant are the ones that claim to be the most tolerant people. And that's, you know, they never want to see, I have friends that never really want to see my viewpoint, but then they say I'm intolerant. I'm like, well, you're not tolerant of my viewpoint. We may disagree, you know. I mean, it's like, I mean, South Park did it so great when they did that episode about raising the bar. And it's like, you know, when Caitlyn Jenner is like front page news and I'm going to talk just shortly about this, but what happened with the Duggars was 12 years ago. They've already dealt with it. Now the kids are supposedly claiming that they told the parents in confidence and they're going to sue the parents because, hey, this is supposed to be in confidence and this and this and this. You know, well, first of all, more than just your family knew about this because you had counseling and whatever. But you're going on to a big TV show, you know, 40 kids and counting or whatever they are now. I forget how many kids she has now. Something like that, yeah, 18, I think. But anywho, how could you not know that would not come out at some point? I feel sorry for what happened, and when it comes out, all you're doing is making them relive that over and over and over and over and over again. Something that they worked hard to get rid of, but then again, you put yourself in the spotlight, you're gonna have that. You're going to have people all over that. Okay, where does Christian mean perfect? Where does it say anywhere that because I'm a Christian, I'm going to be 100% perfect? I'm sorry. Something might come out of my mouth that I don't, at that time, wish I wouldn't. I wish I wouldn't have said that. You know, it doesn't. So I guess I look at it like this, because I guess this is the nation's philosophy right now. You can do whatever you want if you're not a Christian, but if you're a Christian, you gotta live to this 100% perfect standard, because if not, Lord help you, because, you know, if you do something wrong, well, you're a Christian. You can't do anything wrong. Really? Where does it say in the Bible that, for God shall made a Christian who will be perfect and never sin and never screw up ever? Yeah. Amen.
We should strive to it.
Yeah, we strive to be perfect, but we're not going to be perfect until we're in Christ. But I guess for me, it's like, where are we putting our values and morals in this country in everything, not just in our lives, but okay, the media. You know, it's sad when the Duggars are like front page news. And, you know, like, where's Caitlyn Jenner's award? We've got to make sure, you know, he gets an award for something. God forbid, you know. He's like a hero. He was when he was on Wheaties box in 77. Now he's on a Fruit Loop box. But that's where this country is headed. That's where we're headed. You know, you got to idolize this guy, for being a Fruit Loop, but you got to sit there and take this guy that's on his hands and knees praising God when he wins a football game, and how dare you do that? You know, where are our priorities? Where's our priorities in this nation? I mean, when you take people that are messed up and they're, I have nothing against Bruce. He can do whatever he wants. I don't care if you want to get married, that's fine. As long as you're not trying to marry me, I'm okay with that.
Me too.
But, because I'm not dissing gays, lesbians, whatever, but when you diss someone that's praising God and praying on the field, but you're going to take someone and hold them up on a pedestal because he comes out as being a man, woman, woman, man, whatever, he's pansexual, you know, why don't you take that person that's praying to God and put him on a pedestal? Because you're going to have kids growing up. Mommy, do I have to become a girl so I can get like accepted? What do you mean, son? Well, look at Tim Tebow. He was on the field and was praising God and he was laughed at. And then Caitlyn Jenner, he was a guy who became a woman, and they're like praising him like he's Jesus Christ. You know, that's when you got to sit down and have a talk with your kids. Because that's where the society is going. But, you know, that's how it is. You know, I mean, we live in a world where Hillary Clinton's getting investigated by people that will make sure she doesn't get investigated because they're all Democrats running the thing. You know, that's why I love having Donald Trump say, because he's not afraid to say what it, I've not heard one person really, maybe they have, and if they have, I apologize, but I've not heard anyone say, you know, from the GOP side, but Donald Trump say, hey, you know, well, you have a Democrat-controlled group that's investigating Hillary Clinton. How do you think that investigation is going to go when the people that are investigating them are the same people that are going to make sure she doesn't get investigated? You know, when you have, here's $100, make sure that they don't find anything on me. I mean, that's what I've been harping on mainly today, is I think he's truly legitimate as a candidate. He's not just some, he's not a Ross Perot with General Agnon. He's a, he just got to get somebody as a legitimate person to say, hey, this is, and I could see him taking Sarah Palin as running mate.
He wants her in the cabinet post.
Yep. Well, Donald Trump's already looking at his cabinet, and I'm like, well, did he check the IKEA catalog? Because they got some cabinets in there. It's a political joke. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't think he's here today, gone tomorrow. He's a legitimate person that's here that's gonna be a thorn in the side of Democrats, because I'm like, what the heck? Because he's going to cross all boundaries. They're going to say, hey, and I guess I look at it like this. Okay, we've had Democrats, we've had Republicans. He's not an established politician. How worse could this country get?
Amen.
How more bad can this country? It can't get any worse. I mean, I'm so tired of going to the polls, and, well, guess what? I selected the lesser of the two evils. So we're getting screwed again for 4 years. It just depends. Is he going to screw me or is he going to screw me?
How bad each of
them. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder, it's like, well, if I do this, If he gets in, this is going to happen. If he gets in, that's going to happen. You know? And it just, you sit there and like, okay, well, it's like, I'm one of those few people that's always been like, well, I wasn't old enough to vote when Ronald Reagan was president, but he'd have been the only president since I've been alive that I would have been say, yeah, I'm proud to have voted for him. He's one that actually seemed like he did what he said he wanted to do. You know, like I harped on before. Look at the presidency. It's not like if Democrats were so good, it'd be all Democrat president for like 5 or 6 terms. You know, 4 years, 8 years of this guy, then 8 years of that guy, then 8 years of that guy. Why do you think it goes 8 years Republican, 4 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat, 4 years, you know, it goes back and forth. Not because one party is better than the other, it's because they're all they're all after their own pocketbooks. And they are. They're all after, you know, it's not like most of these politicians go into Washington Richard and heck and then leave bankrupt. No, it's usually the other way around. Usually they're like, you know, sewing their clothes together because they're falling apart, and when they leave they're sitting there with, you know, 10 homes and oh, Hillary, yeah, she's bankrupt. Hillary Clinton's very bankrupt. Don't get me started about bankrupt Hillary, man. I mean, she gets food stamps, probably everything. That's a joke. Hillary Clinton is a big-ass joke. But, you know what? 90% of the people that vote don't... I mean, it's not the stupid politicians that get elected. It's the stupid people that keep voting these people, these clowns, in year after year after year. You know, but then when you have people that, where do they get their news? Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. Now where do they get their news? They don't. I mean, at least they got news there. I mean, not that that's a good thing, but it's better than nothing. You know, at least they would know an issue. They may get 100%, like, I don't know how you would call that, but like deceived. Yeah, lied to. I forget who it was, but I don't know if I'll bring this up. I think I brought it up like 5 months ago. There was a guy that was on Jon Stewart's show talking about minimum wage increases and how it's bad. And he goes, they interview you for like 5 hours, and then they piece together the interview, and they try to get it to where you slip up in one of your answers. And he goes, if you saw the interview on Jon Stewart's show, you would think that having minimum wage increases is bad. No, it's a great thing if you saw Jon Stewart's show. If you have me talk to you in person, you would see a different side of it because the way they spin it. And he said they would interview you until you'd slip up. And then... so you don't have a chance. It's not like, okay, I'm going to give my viewpoint. Because I was watching a special one time on Roswell, and one of the guys said that, he goes, no matter how many times you do this, they air it in a way to make you look like you're a Looney Tune. You know, instead of saying, hey, guess what? I'm trying to, this is what, okay, at 2 o'clock in the morning, my dad brought home material from something that I've never seen before. Okay, my dad used to bring home giant weather balloons for me to play with as a kid. I know what everything that they claimed Roswell was, I had seen before because my dad let me play with that. Those radar deflectors and stuff, pieces of them he'd bring home so I could play with them, screw around with them. That's not what was brought home, but he would tell you that when he do these specials, if you saw the special, they would try to spin it to make them look like they're Looney Tunes, to try to discredit, because God forbid that there's life outside our planet besides ours, just like on Jon Stewart's show. God forbid that someone actually can show you why the minimum wage increase is bad, why that is, you know, why you wouldn't want that point to be shown. But that's what they do. They'll interview for 4 hours and they'll get you to slip up, and that's the questions that they'll It just frustrates me. But anywho, I mean, that's because I think there's a loss of communication in terms of the media where, you know, if you're going to keep Ryan Williams on the air, most people are like, well, who do you trust? I mean, look up the song by Queenstrick, Revolution Calling, from their Operation Mindcrime album. It's so true. Who do you trust when everyone's a crook? You know, you have some people that trust some things and others. I've always taken the Glenn Beck approach. Don't take my word for it, folks. Look it up. Prove me wrong. And that's what I try to do. You know, there were many, many founding fathers that still supported Mother England and still, you know, wanted that kind of stuff here. And this notion that, well, look at all these founding fathers that said all this, like, stuff that would have a conservative scream. I'm like, well, you should know that. That those quotes should not be a surprise to you, to anybody. But then, oh, Waterworld's a joke, even though he goes out and he just tries to find people that hopefully know their history or whatever he's talking about, and they can't even, you know, like, he went around recently to New York and asked these homeless people, and they said, this state was better when Rudy Giuliani was running it. New York was better, but, you know, it's just, since, I mean, not that Fox News doesn't have an agenda. They're on the right side of things, where the other networks are on the left side of things, and they just can't deal with the fact that there's actually someone that has opposing views. And that's, you know, if you had to pay per channel, let me tell you, some of those networks would not be on the air because they don't get any help. There's no one watching them. Congratulations, you got 1,000 viewers. Okay, I can understand someone like me not having that many viewers because I don't pay for it. I do it all. I don't advertise. I don't do nothing. I just put it on my Facebook, and if 100 people from Facebook or their friends or whatever get a hold of it and listen, that's great. You know, I'm not having multi-million-dollar advertising, and, you know, I'm not paid. I do this out of a love of doing this. It's something that just drives me to just, I guess I'm just frustrated when there's, okay, fix, well, if you're a Democrat, that's great. Help fix the problem. But, you know, I think we all want the same things. We just have a different way of wanting to go about it. And wow. What a day yesterday. Yeah. Went up to the city of Brotherly Wind, the Windy City, Chicago. Incredible, incredible time. Yeah, International Champions Cup, Manchester United, and good old Paris Saint-Germain. And I just gotta tell you the greatest thing that happened at that day. Because my wife comes, because I'm sitting there, and I come back from the intermission, grabbing got my water, and she just instantly shows me this picture. And I'm like, Alex Ferguson. Sir Alex Ferguson, what the... and he was sitting in a box right above us. And I'm like, no way. And I don't know how they do this, because I think all you have to do is buy a ticket, because there were people that were in that box that had no, I mean, I think they knew who he was, but they, like, their son got a picture taken with him right at the end of the game. And and it wasn't like, I think it was almost like if we bought a ticket, we could have probably been up in there or whatever, you know, because the people in that box were not necessarily with him in the front area. So I don't know how they do those up there. Normally when you buy a box like that, it's, you know, you buy that whole box and every seat in there is reserved for you or your friends or whatever, but who knows. That was just so cool. We got our butt kicked 2-0, but we looked decent in the very, very beginning until like the 13th minute. And during the 13th minute, we got, I'm like, yeah, we scored. And then there's like smacking me on the shoulder offside. I'm like, oh my God. And then they just seemed like they couldn't, their left hand didn't know what their right hand was doing. And it was just like, what's going on? And they need speed, definitely, for one. They need to get some speed. They need to get on the same page. But, like, De Gea, the goalie, both goalies he used, De Gea just, I don't know what he was thinking. He just, I mean, it was just like, yeah. I mean, every team's going to have an off night. And I understand that. But they just seemed like they couldn't, like, they had no idea what was. It's like, okay, well, here's Viagra. You're with your woman, but you forget your glasses, so you can't see where to put it. You know? That's how they seem like on the, okay, well, like, when you see them practicing, they can kick and hit the ball. And, like, when you see them practice, they can be like 4 meters away from the goal, kick the ball and get in that net every time. But when the game's coming and they're 4 meters out, they kick the ball, it goes right over the goal. Not in, over. But every time they practice, it goes right in the goal. Yeah, I don't, I mean, they definitely need speed. I know that much. They just need some speed, and they need the learn to work together. And that's one thing that's going to be controversial, but I think you have to earn that captain's band. And I don't know if I would have good old number 10 Wayne Rooney wearing that. Not saying that he shouldn't have it, but I don't know if I would want him to, okay, let's give Shaw us a chance. Let's have him wear it. Like, during that international champions thing, they should have, like, every game given it to someone else and seen who stepped up to the plate. You know? Like, I guess I look at it like this. Imagine how baseball and football would be, okay, this is what we're going to do. Everyone that joins the NFL or the MLB, here's your $100,000 signing bonus. That's what you get. The rest of the money, you want to earn $50 million a year? Great. You got to earn it. You gotta hit. Okay, you get like for every home run, you get like a certain amount of money. Every win, you get a certain amount of money. For every time you make it to the playoffs, you get a certain amount of money. If you win the Super Bowl or the World Series, you get more money. And if you had to win in order to make money, I mean, golfers don't sit there, hey, here's your $42 million, congratulations, now go on tour, and if you win, you win, you don't, but you still get paid. No, they have to play every tournament, and then they get paid depending on what position they are. Same thing with NASCAR. NASCAR, you don't sit there and like, okay, well, you know, if you don't perform, then, okay, we need to find another driver. You know, you're saying, we've given you some chances, but, and imagine how baseball would be, I mean, if you had to do that. You know, if you had to play and win in order to, okay, Verlander, You got to get a no hitter this game, man. I got to pay my mortgage this month, man.
Get a different game.
Yep, it would be. Cabrera, quit babying your injuries. Get your ass back out there. I got bills to pay, man. We need some runs. We got to win. Man, they shut off my electric last month, man. I can't do that again. I mean, no, but unfortunately, because I have a guy I went to high school with that got $20,000 as a bonus and got flown up to New York to go Christmas shopping. He works for the PGA. And it's just like, you know, nothing against that. I mean, but then again, you know, I mean, just imagine how this world would be if teams had to actually play and get paid by when they win. And, you know, okay, this is your, like they pay you like a salary. Like, okay, like every year you get, let's say, like $40,000 or $50,000, and then you get bonuses on winning and, you know, but because, like, I have several people tell me this. You need, because I got the MLB network, so I can watch all the games. Yeah, that's pretty damn addicting. You know, you can sit there and you flip on the button like, okay, I can get the Colorado Rockies version or the Cubs version of the game. I can get the Tampa Bay, you know, I can get the Cincinnati Reds version or the Tigers version of the game. It's just, you know, but they're like, how come every time you watch the game, they lose? The day you can't watch the game, they win. Stop watching the game and they might win something. I'm like, well, I guess I'll be watching some losers then, because, hey, who cares? I mean, if they win or lose, as long as they're doing it for the right reason, you know. I wouldn't want to have Manchester United win if they're going to do it for the wrong reason. If they're going to be selfish and look at me, you know, Paris Saint-Germain is a great, great, great team. They deserve the win. They were a better team. I mean, we just got to get speed. And one of the big things is, I mean, we were so dominant for so long. It's hard. It's weird to see us be a team that's not like very, very dominant, at least in the Premier League anyways. But then for me, it's kind of exciting that it's not like I remember, like, well, you know, no one scored against Van der Sar in how many games? You know, no one scored a goal at Old Trafford in how long? You know, where now it's like, okay, you don't know if they're going to win or lose. You don't know what's going to happen. It's not like, okay, well, here we go again. What do you think? It's going to be 5-0? Yeah. It was just kind of like, you just got into this complacent mode of, hey, they're going to win. By how much, who knows, but they're just, you know they're going to win. Where now it's like, okay, how did we lose to a team that we should have blown out of the water, and this team that should have kicked their butt, we won. We beat, you know. But it was my first, I popped my girl's cherry. It was her first football game. Hey, she has kicked me, but hey. No, but, I mean, she's never been to a game. And she had a blast.
Wonderful choice of words. Oh, it was awesome. Got mad at the refs.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of blown calls. I mean, that should have been at least a free kick or a penalty or something. And then at the end, when that guy got injured, and I'm like, okay, there should be about at least 2 minutes of stoppage, 3 minutes maybe, no more than three, but, you know, at least two. And there was 1 minute of stoppage time. I'm like, oh, great, we got 1 minute to get two goals. That ain't going to happen. I mean, but like when you're a true supporter of a team, you know, like you'll support them no matter what. I mean, I have friends that like the Detroit Lions, and they support them no matter how bad they are. So, and that's, you know, I mean, we got growing pains. I mean, hopefully they can learn and improve. I mean, this will be a telling year. If they don't improve, then I don't know what we're going to do. Because, I mean, Louis Van Gaal is a great manager. He wants to bring championships to and titles to the club. And I hope he can. And you know, I'll support the team whether we win or lose. I mean, that's just the kind of... They're like the Grateful Dead to me. I guess music means a lot to me because I can turn on a song and I can relate to it when no one else could. And you know, when everything went wrong in my life, I always had the Reds. It always went right. You know, it was like, I mean, now it's like, now you turn on the Reds and like, okay, well. I mean, it's just like, but then, you know, okay, let's turn the game off if they lost, you know, where sometimes, okay, sometimes back in the day, if you turn the game off because you thought they lost, holy cow, in the 90th minute, 4-3, Manchester United has beaten AC Milan or whatever, you know, and it's just like, now it's like, okay, when they're down like 3-1, you know, call it off because it's... You know, but they've got a new manager, and it's a totally different style of play in the Premier League than because they've had people come to the Premier League from Brazil and all these other, you know, and if you can't play that style of football, it's not your fault. It's not like you can say, okay, well, wait a minute, you're so, yeah, well, the way we play in Brazil is a different style, different tempo, different speed. I think Louis Van Gaal needs to just try to adjust a little bit. And I think we'll do good. I mean, we were about where I thought we'd be last year. You know, third to fourth, fifth maybe, around there. That's where I think we'll only improve. I think we'll only get better, you know, now that he's settled in and everything. I think, you know, and I think some of these, like this tournament that they had, it's kind of fun. I think they need to experiment in a thing like this. Yeah. There was like 61,351 fans trying to leave after the game. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though, you know, seeing people about getting fights and trying to, like, calm them down. And, dude, just go. But, yeah, it was a great time. And I think once the season gets going, it'll be a good season. And I just hope that, you know, with Van Gaal anyways, that they need to experiment as much as they can in this tournament in this case. And I think they should do that with the captain's armband, okay? Every game they should have a different armband, okay? Let's see. You know, Rooney may get it in the end, but make him earn it. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this conversation. Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Goodbye.